Rav Dassel in the third chelik of Michtav Meliyahu says, beautiful poem. Ha'avar rak zichreinus, the past is just memories. Va'ha'asid l'tikvos dimyonios, the future is for your illusory hopes. Ha'chahayva, the present, reibad iponos, that's where you turn. Chayechahu, v'kulo rak nisyonos, it's your life and all it is challenges. We can't run away from challenges. They're everywhere. Literally every hour of every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us opportunities to grow, to develop ourselves, to come good on the instruction of Nasa Adam, of let us make man, where he invites us to perfect ourselves together with him. And therefore, when we say, Al tavienu, don't let us come to the power of error, sin, transgression, then we say, Lo Yidei Nisayon. We're not saying, Hashem, I don't want to have any challenges in my life. Life is full of challenges. And you know what? A life without challenges would be meaningless. Because how would we grow? How would we develop? How would we fulfill our potential? Rather, what we're saying is, don't let us fall into the hands of or be captured by temptation. Schwab explains, although we've just finished asking Hashem for help and protection against the different forms of sin, so we ask Hashem to give us the strength to overcome the daily tests in life. Yes, it's true. We struggle with the many nisyonos, the challenges that we have. But we also have to recognize that each and every one of us is given the potential strength to overcome every single challenge that we face. It doesn't mean we will, but it means we can. Hashem is literally testing us with challenges that are tailor-made for us. And in fact, the truth is, we can't pass any of our challenges. Because it's like a coach. If you have someone that can jump 1.5 meters, he's going to put the bar next time at 1.51. And you can't do it, and you can't do it, and you can't do it until you can do it. So every nisayon is really an ace. It's really a miracle. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there helping us. He's standing there with us, giving us the abilities and enhancing our abilities to be able to pass. And that's why the Nes is a banner. Because as we pass our challenges, our nisyonos, we raise the banner of success. And then we progress to the next level. But kulo rak nisyonos, that's what life is. Life is about growth. Life is about development. There's no such thing as a challenge-free life. But recognizing that Hashem is there with us and asking ourselves not to fall prey. Truth is, Pasuk says, V'ha'ele kim nisayos Avram. When it comes to the Akedah, and Hashem tested Avram, V'yem, Avram, Avram, V'yem, Hineni, etc. We know the story. And in a way, it's a bit of a spoiler. Because we know it's a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then we're hoping that it'll pass, and we know what's going to happen because we know the story so well. But imagine if we realize at the beginning of every day, V'ha Elokim Nisa Es, and insert your name here. If we were able just to stop and think and anticipate, yes, my day is going to be full of challenges. How am I going to pass them? What challenges do I anticipate today? How am I going to grow today through the challenges that I face? Maybe that's something we're meant to think about when we say Lonely Day Nisayon. We're not asking for an easy life. We're not even asking for a stress-free life. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be there with us, so that we don't fall prey to the challenges that are going to come our way every single day.